Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
When it comes to the legislature, the process is rife with terms that are used so often that they become cliché. And one of those, the one that's most feared by legislators, is when someone declares their bill unfit for prime time. It's a term often heard by freshmen, and it's a way of saying that the bill may be a good idea when viewed at 30,000 feet, but as you dive down into the details, it becomes unworkable, or there's not enough buy-in from stakeholders, or the method for achieving the goal is unconstitutional, or, for a myriad of other reasons, it has too many problems to be fixed in the short span of a legislative session. Thus, it's not ready for prime time. It's a kind way of saying your bill needs a lot of work, so go back to the drawing board, fix the problems, and if you still think it's a good idea, then reintroduce a better version in a future session. Some legislators get mad, take their ball, and go home. The smart ones quickly pivot and reintroduce their bill as the subject for a study resolution. If they're successful, the bill will be assigned to an interim committee. This has several benefits. The first is that the idea stays alive rather than falling by the wayside. It becomes part of the conversation going forward and hopefully gains momentum in the run-up to the next session. Another benefit is the fact that the idea will be the subject of a series of hearings between now and the next session. The solution to the problem becomes more refined and workable as stakeholders tackle the sticking points of the original bill, and through that process, opponents often become proponents willing to support the bill when it's reintroduced, which leads to another potential benefit. If all goes according to plan, your bill that was originally deemed unworkable and not ready for prime time could become a bill endorsed by the interim committee, giving it a leg up when the legislature reconvenes. And to that point, although the legislature just adjourned last week, plans are already underway for the 2027 legislative session, and our government affairs team is already monitoring the process. As the interim committees are appointed, we can begin to read the tea leaves regarding next session in a couple of ways. First, there are the subjects that the committees address. As we watch what they're studying, we can get a feel for the bills that will or will not have momentum going into the next session. That's important because, as we've said before, when it comes to the legislature, we have two main jobs: pass the good bills and kill the bad ones. The second benefit of studying the interim committees is that it gives us an insight into who will control key points of the process going forward. In essence, it tells us who the key players are and who's being tapped for key roles in the next session. Serious legislators with leadership potential are given important interim committee assignments, while others are given lesser roles. It's all part of the process. The appointments have begun, and you can monitor the assignments and see the interim committee schedules by going to the legislative website at legmt.gov. That's legmt.gov. To be effective, you must be involved, and our government affairs team is at the Capitol during the session and during the interim, working hard to pass the good bills and kill the bad ones. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.